Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Join KGNU in celebrating 10 years in Denver with event number 4 in our 10 for 10 event series, Monday, June 30th at Watercourse Foods. Located at 837 East 17th Avenue in Denver, Watercourse features a fresh variety of vegan comfort food. A percentage of the entire day's proceeds from this event will go directly to your community radio station. Share a meal with us between 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. while helping us mark a decade of community radio in Denver. That's Monday, June 30th at Watercourse Foods, 837 East 17th Avenue in Denver.
Well, thanks as always, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Swing Shift this evening. Tonight, we're doing a broadcast I'm entitling In the Good Old Summertime, Now That Summer Has Arrived, so stay tuned for some really fun sounds.
And beer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up. Now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Those days of soda and pretzels and beer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
You'll wish that summer could always be here.
Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer.
Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene.
as lovers start arriving. You'll see more kissing in the cars than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.
We started that set with, of course, a hit from the early 60s from Nat King Cole, Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer. We followed that up with, of course, the Gershwin standard from Porgy and Bess, Summertime, played by Artie Shaw and his orchestra. The year was 1945. We then turned to a collection of never-recorded arrangements by Fletcher Henderson that were originally done for Benny Goodman, as played there by clarinetist Bob Wilbur and a French big band. What a wonderful sound. And the tune was Guess I'll Go Back Home This Summer. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Always a pleasure to be here on Thursday evening with you on KGNU. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast, as always. And if you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, be sure to give me a call at our Denver studio line, 303-825-0619. We're going to turn to some sounds from the 50s now, commencing with the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra.
Something wonderful happens in summer when the sky is a heavenly blue. You fall in love, you fall in love with someone who loves you too. Something wonderful happens in summer when the moon makes you feel all aglow. You fall in love, you fall in love. You want the whole world to know. You carve initials on a tree. You kiss and exchange a ring. June and July go by. Your heart sings ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Something wonderful in summer, and it happens to only a few. But when it does, yes, when it does, you'll feel wonderful. It happens.
Good sign. That is my turn. See what's seeing.
some big successes from the 1950s. We started there with Frank Sinatra and Something Wonderful Happens in Summer. And we followed that up with In the Good Old Summertime, of course, Les Paul at the guitar with his then-wife, Mary Ford. And we finished it off with it may have been 1960 and not 1959. Anyway, theme from A Summer Place, of course, with Percy Faith, a number one record for quite some time back in those years. Once again, this is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. Once again, if you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, be sure to give me a call here. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. The number here at our Denver studio is 303-825-0619. Now let's turn to former Denver tenor saxophonist Spike Robinson and a tune entitled Summer Night.
Thank you.
from Spike Robinson's CTS session. And what a great sound that is. John Williams at the piano, and you might recognize that name from many years of his playing with another great tenor, Stan Getz. We're going to return now to big band sounds, and I've always been a big fan of ballads played by Stan Kenton, that big full sound and some marvelous textures, and this one really shows off the band well, The Things We Did Last Summer.
Gonna be my lucky summer. Will I find someone to love? Will I get half a chance had a summer romance. Some summer night when stars can light away from above, will I have to spend another summer without the one I'm dreaming of? Is this gonna be my lucky summer? Will I find someone?
The Tommy Dorsey Clam Bake 7 with vocalist Edith Wright from the 1930s. We heard Who'll Be the One This Summer, and prior to that we heard Is This Gonna Be My Lucky Summer. We started off that set with a much more modern sound, of course. Stan Kenton and his orchestra with The Things We Did Last Summer. Once again, this is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. I want to thank you for listening to KGNU as you hear jazz, as you hear nowhere else here in the Denver area. It's always a pleasure to be here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock and presenting some wonderful sounds. Next up, we have a special treat, kind of a rare recording of Ralph Burns' Summer Sequence. And this actually was from Carnegie Hall and Woody Herman's first heard appearing there in the year 1945. So while some of it is not sonically all that wonderful, certainly the composition is. And it's interesting that this would morph into a later hit by the Woody Herman Orchestra, Early Autumn. So stay tuned for some wonderful sounds by the Herd. 30 years about separating those two recordings by Woody Herman and his orchestra. The first heard played at Carnegie Hall with Ralph Burns' Summer Sequence, and then we turned from the 1970s to Summer of 42. Hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast of Summertime, and hope you'll join me next Thursday night between 9 and 10 for more great sounds of the swing era. A reminder that KGNU would like to thank the Greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org, or you can contact them by phone at 303-388-0918. We have time for one more tune, and I thought we'd feature Colorado's great pianist, Ellen Rucker, on her rendition of Summer Love.
Warmed my winter heart. gave love a brand new start. We toasted life and love with summer wine. Is cold with flames that burn no more. Come back to me, love. The perfume flowers of summer can be ours. The sun, the sea, skies, the summer bloom. Will give us back the summer love we knew.
Tonight's Swing Shift here on KGNU as we hit the 10 o'clock hour. It's my duty to remind you this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at KGNU.org. Stay tuned now for jazz.
This program is presented by the KGNU Listener Member and the International Rocky Mountain Funk Out on July 5th and 6th from 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. at Sculpture Park in downtown Denver. This international festival originated in Denver and will consist of 16 performances, including Mario Lopez, Confunction, and a special dedication to Michael Jackson's legacy. More information can be found at www.internationalfunkout.com.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to Jazz Lives for June 26th, 2014. How are you this evening? We listened to Terry Gibbs and his orchestra, and that was his East Coast orchestra. Most of the big band stuff that Terry did was with a West Coast band, but this particular, I think it was his very first with a big band, and the album was called Swingin' with Terry Gibbs Orchestra. And quartet. It's been reissued with some of his quartet tunes added on to the big band tunes. The big band tune that we heard was called Julie's Bugle, and it was written by Al Cohn, who took the tenor solo there. And Al Cohn became friends with Terry Gibbs when they were both in the Woody Herman band. He wrote this tune, and I like to think it was composed for Julius Gubenko, a.k.a. Terry Gibbs. It's called Julie's Bugle. Cohn liked to play with the titles of his tunes, and this one, written specifically for Terry's big band, may have been conceived as a counterpart to Charlie Christian's Benny's Bugle for Benny Goodman. But that's pure speculation on my part. This was Terry's first outing leading a big band, and the members, including Cohn himself, are all East Coasters, as I mentioned. He would record much more in a big band setting, but those additional recordings would all feature